Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5-9 the Fan KFNS and 5-9thefan.com. We're at 909 Public House. Cam, 909 Public House, worth the trip, isn't it?
Oh, my God. The food's fantastic.
No, it's worth the trip for you. This is right next door to me. Anybody out here in Wentzville, St. Charles area, it's right up the stinking
street.
It's
right down the road, and you just look for the rink, and you walk 50 yards right behind the rink, and it's right here. The food's terrific. It's unique, unique menu.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of cool beer on tap.
Native Mississippian.
I suggest
Lead Chef.
The Mercenary beer is terrific, if you want to check that bad boy out.
Really?
You come here. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I want to, first of all, can you tell me about our wellness stuff?
Let me tell you about how to be well, baby. Let me tell you how to be well. 5-9 The Fan presents Buoyant Float Spa and Celsius Cryotherapy as our next listener rewards program. Right now, you can get a listener rewards wellness package for only 75 bones. Listeners will receive a one-hour float session at Buoyant Float Spa and one session at Celsius Cryotherapy. That is a $145 value for only $75. This will make a great gift or an opportunity to invest in your own wellness, TJ. There is a limited supply, so hurry before you miss out. To take part in this offer, just go to 5-9thefan.com and click the Listener Rewards tab. Very easy to do.
That's Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Matt Rocchio here at 909 Public House. John Hadley, are you around or you're not? You're not around.
Smoking darts.
Okay, no John Hadley. What I want to do with you, Cam, and I was just going to make fun of John, really. We don't need the bald guy who has head lice.
Michael Moore.
First person ever in history to develop head lice without hair. I want to do something here with the Blues. I'm going to roll through the roster, or the potential roster, of a bunch of guys, and I want you to give me a short, I want to say short description, but really it's kind of give me like two or three words, right, of each guy. But like if Robbie Fabry still injured, big question mark, whatever, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to roll through the guys, and then the last thing is, as of today, do they make the roster? Okay. If you're cutting the roster today down to your 23, that's who it is. Okay. Ivan Barbashev.
Like what he's been doing so far. He's hard on the forechecks, making great plays. He's going to be on that roster.
Okay. Robert Bertuzzo.
He's going to get suspended for about probably two games, like I called the other day. With his head, he's got a hearing coming up. Played pretty well. Had a great game against Washington. He's going to be on the roster too.
Jay Bomeister.
We don't know yet with him. Will he be a 5 or 6, or will he be 3 or 4? I'm guessing 5 or 6, but he's going to get minutes one way or the other.
Should be a 5 or 6. Vince Dunn.
I agree. Vinny Dunn's going to be a 3 or 4, and he might be quarterback and power plays. The kid looks good. Makes great passes, although a little bit banged up right now. He didn't skate today.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that.
He's fine. He's fine.
And Fabry, too. We'll get to that.
Yep.
Joel Edmondson.
He's going to play 25 minutes, man.
We know he's going to make the roster. What does he have to do to take in the next level this year?
Dude, just do your thing. Play tough. Get pucks in. Get pucks out.
He is more physical than I would have anticipated.
He hits guys. Yep. Be mean. Be a pain in the ass. Be Joel Edmondson.
Well, you know what I'd like to see, honestly?
He's one of my favorites.
Within the first 20, 30 games last year, he was scoring goals. That
shoot
dropped.
Because he's got a bomb.
Right.
Fine. It's a bonus when he scores.
Yes.
Shoot that bomb of a slap shot you have.
That, I think, is what takes him to the next level.
Keep shooting the puck.
Robbie Fabry.
Don't know yet. And do I care that much right now? Not really, because we have so many other people to take.
Doesn't make the roster.
Not off the bat. He's going to be in the IR, I think, for a little bit.
Okay. And by game 25, is he on the roster?
Yes.
Okay. Eric Foley.
Still concussed. Where are you at, Foley? Get right. I know it's a tough injury, but I need to see some because you had some potential coming to training camp.
You're the first American we named, all right, Foley? So just get your crap together.
I know, but it's his head, so it's hard to chirp him.
All right, well, fix your head. Carl Gunnarsson.
I tried to. Don't know yet. He's going to be out for the first couple weeks this season.
Okay, well, give me something.
He needs to go get pucks in and pucks out and be a seventh defenseman. Hopefully it means other people are stepping up to the plate, too, and he could be the odd man out, although I don't know if we have that much room. But he's going to be a guy that's going to get a little bit of minutes. He's going to do simple things and keep doing simple things and block shots and penalty kill.
Yep, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And if I had to pick between the two, I think I'd take Bo, but eh.
I got to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Gunnarsson yet. He's still injured.
Dmitri Yashkin.
Be competitive with Patty Maroon. Be competitive with you see what Patty Maroon did the other night? He stands in front of the net. He makes things happen. You don't have to fight like he does, but be competitive with him. And if Patty's not working, is doing what he needs to do on that first line, be that guy to challenge him to take some of his spots.
I wonder.
You get my point on that?
I do.
Yeah, because they're the same player.
His frame here is 6'2", 216.
He's a big boy.
Pat Maroon is 6'3", 225.
They're both monsters.
So you're, you, you're giving up an inch and 10 pounds.
I don't care about that. But Dmitry Ashkin led the team in hits last year. Right, Dmitry Ashkin can either get around the ice even better than Patty right now, but Patty's better with the puck and he's meaner.
There you go. Jordan Kyrou.
I think
he's Yash, by the way, Yash can make the roster.
I think he's going to make the roster.
Okay, Jordan Kyrou.
Wait. Yeah, Jordan Kyrou is going to make the roster.
No, I'm asking about
Yash. He's making a roster no matter what. Yes. Okay. Jordan Kyrou, I do think he's going to make that first game roster on the fourth line.
Wow. How about that?
Because of injuries, but go ahead.
Okay. So by game 25, is he on the roster?
That's a great question. I'm going to say no.
Wow.
I'm going to say
that?
No.
And there's the is the nine game thing in play for him too or no? No.
He can send
just Robert Crouch.
And that's why, because they can send his ass right down and get and play 20 minutes.
Pat Maroon. Yeah, we know he's gonna make the roster. Give me your expectations.
He's gonna score 22 this year, and he's gonna have 150 minutes of penalties.
Wow.
And if he doesn't, then he's injured. If he doesn't, and he's not, and he's healthy, then he's gonna be hearing from me all the damn time.
Ryan O'Reilly.
He's gonna have 70 points.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
He's gonna have 70 points. Yeah, I hear that clapping in the background. John, he's going to have 70.
With that
he's
going to
have 70 freaking points, and he's going to have 50 assists, and he's going to score 20. That's where I'm going with Ryan O'Reilly, because if he doesn't, then he's not complimenting Vladimir Tarasenko. Thank you, sir.
Well done. Colton Parayko. Oh, by the way, is Ryan O'Reilly on the first line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Colton Parayko.
I think 55 is going to take it to the next level. I think he's going to be quarterback in a lot of power play time, and I think his shot is not just going to be a howitzer, whatever the hell you want to call it. I think he's going to be picking corners in no time. And with timeout. And one other thing, he's not going to be laying guys out, so give it up. He's going to be playing the way he plays now, where he gets around the ice and two
strides.
If he
puts the puck in the net, he becomes a top 20 defenseman.
I watched him the other night against Washington. I know he got scored on a couple times. He gets around the ice so gracefully, so smooth for a 6'6" frame.
Yep.
He disrupts every kind of play.
Seriously.
I love the way he plays.
If he can put the puck into the net, he's a top 15, top 20 defenseman overnight.
Quit asking me if he's going to get tougher. It's just not going to happen. He doesn't need to.
Look. P.K. Subban puts the puck in the net,
he is
tough, but no, listen.
He's not
I'm
tough,
saying,
he puts you on your ass, so.
Well, okay, you get
he
what
puts
I'm
you
saying.
On your ass.
I'm saying you could take that away, and who cares because he's scoring. When you get the guys who score, Shea Weber has a freaking bomb, right? So you get a few of these guys,
Shea
you
Weber,
can
put
it.
Here.
I understand. Here. My point is you could take that element away.
Yeah.
Guys who score, who cares?
So
did you tell Shattenkirk to get more physical?
No, not at all. But he was terribly defensively. Colton Parayko is unbelievably defensively. He's got a long reach, and he disrupts plays all over. He doesn't need to
long stick.
Kevin Shattenkirk was 5'11", 200 pounds.
I understand.
Colton Parayko is 6'6",
225. You guys are acting like I'm making a comparison. What I'm telling you is guys who put the puck in the net, you let them get away with a lot of crap.
Or are so good to where they get pucks in and pucks out and just disrupt plays.
David Perron.
Man, he's going to be up and down the lineup all year. He's going to penalty kill. He's going to be a utility guy. He might be on that third line for the majority of the year. Having that identity is I'm shutting down other top lines, and I'm horrible to play against because I'm a pain in your ass, David Perron.
I'm a little bit interested on this one, Cam. $4.75 million for a third liner, typically not what you want. However, on this team, we just don't care.
No, I don't care, there's man. Patty Maroon's on a first line making 1.7. Who cares?
Right.
You're
on
under
this
the
team,
cap.
You just don't care.
No.
Alex Pietrangelo. We get it. What does he do to take you to the next level?
Stay healthy. Do what you did last year. Stay healthy and have some more firepower up front to help you get more points, especially on the power play. Quarterback to power
top
play.
Top three Norris?
He's going to be in the conversation all year long.
Top
if
three?
If he stays healthy, he'll be in the conversation. And because he had points last year and now the power play will be on a different level because of the talent we have, and he's going to be a big part of that. Therefore, he'll get 10 extra points this year.
Zach Sanford.
Just started skating. Feel bad for his family. He'll get his groove on. He's going to go down to the minors, do his thing. He'll get called up in probably November, December with a couple injuries.
Okay. Braden Shen.
He's going to get 65 points with James.
His role changes a little bit this year because of Ryan O'Reilly, I think. Well, at least the pressure comes off of him to some degree.
Perfect.
That's what I mean.
Take the pressure off a little bit. I want you to do exactly what you did last year. You go get pucks. You're all over the ice. You're blocking shots, and you're putting pressure on other teams' defensemen. Braden Shen's going to have a hell of a year.
Jordan Schmaltz.
Schmaltz is going to get some ice time this year, man. He's my seventh defenseman right now, one of the guys that's going to be in and out of the lineup. Depending on injuries, depending on what Carl Gunnarsson does, depending on Jay Bomeister, Jordan Schmaltz will get a look. Depending on how that look looks, should be determined.
Alexander Steen, yes.
Steen's going to be a third-line grinder. He's going to be unbelievably smart with the puck. He's a smart hockey player. He's going to block shots. He's going to penalty kill. He's going to be a role player that goes against other top lines with David Perron.
Yeah, I think I like that. I just at
less
no
pressure,
at
like
no point this year do I want to see him in the top six.
Unless there's huge injuries all year long, then and that and the power play too. Don't need him. I want him on penalty kill.
He should be a great third or fourth liner.
Block
I
shots,
mean, great. One of the
Block
one
shots.
Of the best in the league.
He's injured right
liner.
Now too. He's got a little upper body thing going on, so he's already kind of banged up. So
Oscar Sundqvist.
I don't think we'll be seeing him all year.
Yeah, well, 30% in the face-off circle is not that useful.
I don't think
useful.
We'll be seeing him all year.
Vladimir Tarasenko.
Never heard of him. Oh, yeah, number 91. Oh, that's right. He's going to score 40 goals this year.
40?
He's going to score 40 goals this year.
What's it take to get him to 50?
He might get 75 points.
Because he's had 40 a couple times, right?
50 is going to be really difficult for anybody to get in this league nowadays, but I think Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah, Ovechkin's done it, what, two out of the last 3 years, something like that?
Yeah, that's Alexander Ovechkin, you're right. And he's got firepower, too. It'd be underachieving if he didn't get 40 this year with the lineup that we have and with what's going to happen on the power play, too. He almost scored a goal from the point. I don't know if that's going to be his mainstay, it'd be on the point guy on the power play.
Yeah.
But move him around and put him in the best situation to score goals on the power
I
play.
I think this is his best chance since he's been in the league of scoring 50 because
no
he's
doubt.
Got legit centers.
Let's get to 40 first, and there are 10 games left, and we'll see if he can get
Yeah, what did he
game.
Get, 31 last year or something like
33,
that?
33, maybe okay. something like that. Okay. He had a down year last year, but he still scored over 30 goals, so whatever.
Chris Thorburn.
I think he's going to be okay. He's going to be on the lineup because of the injury situation right now, and he's trimmed up. The guy looks cut up like no other. The guy's been boxing in St. Louis all summer with my guys over at Jesse Finney's MMA. He's been busting his ass. He's been doing the thing. He's just going to be a character guy. He's going to play probably only 30 games this year, and he needs to go. He needs to be able to get his feet going enough to be able to catch guys with their head down consistently.
That was really, for Finney, really, not Thorburn.
Do you get what I'm saying, John? Do you get what I'm saying on that, John? Do you?
Yeah,
he needs to get around the ice to be able to hit consistently. If he doesn't, then I don't know what to tell him.
If I'm not even worried about the fighting because obviously he's not a premier fighter.
No.
If he is not physically inflicting pain with incredible hits. He is as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Hit, stand in front of the net. Hit, stand in front of the net. Give Boom. Guys a bump after the whistle. I don't care. Be a bully on the ice. No one in that league besides maybe a handful of guys could really beat your ass. So take advantage of that and go out there and be a bully. I know it sounds bad, but do it anyway.
That's the nature of the beast.
Yes.
And
Jake Wallman.
He's got to be a beast.
He does have to be a beast. Absolutely. Jake Wallman, I think, is going to start in Peoria. He's going to unleash that bomb, and he's going to get some power play time down there and get a lot of minutes. He's going to get his confidence up. He looked great in training camp. I think he's going to get some ice time with the NHL club. Maybe not this month, maybe not next month, but eventually we'll see Jake Wallman with the St. Louis Blues.
Roberto Thomas.
Robert Thomas will play the first 2 months here. I think he'll solidify a spot and play up all year long.
Ooh.
On that fourth line, he'll get bumped up to the third line with injuries. He'll get bumped up on power play. He'll be penalty killing. He's going to be a utility guy. They're going to mold him into what we need him to be down the road. He's going to get ice. He's going to start off getting 10, 12 minutes a night, and he's going to go from there. He's going to get better and better and better throughout the season. Watch. Mark my words. Write it down and throw a bet on it at mybookie.ag.
5-9 of the fan, 100% bonus. How about
909? 909.
He's crazy. God damn.
How about?
What's up,
Cameron? Chad Johnson.
Johnson will get some ice time, man. He'll get some playing time this year. I think he proved himself in training camp right now. Had some good minutes. Stopped a lot of big saves. Stopped a lot of big saves. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, whatever. He did his thing. Jake Allen's going to get banged up here and there throughout the season. We're going to see Chad Johnson get up there. So get in there, and I think he'll have.
How many games did he play this year?
I'd say 20.
20 games?
I'd say 20 games.
Ooh, so and I think 62 Huso, for Allen.
And
oh,
I
no.
Think, I think Billy Huso will get some time. All kinds of different.
So 10 for Billy?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for the goalie situation. It has a lot to do with injuries and things like that.
I'd be fine with Allen taking 50. Over that's a lot,
yeah, that's
man.
A great. No, that means he's playing well.
Yeah, no doubt. So, just get through January.
Look,
buddy.
the more games Chad Johnson gets, that means either Jake's hurt or he's playing horribly. So it's usually not a great sign.
Last one, Jake Allen.
I think Jake's going to be okay, man. Watching him the other day against Washington, he looked poised. His feet were fine. He was fronting the puck okay. He wasn't flopping around. Usually when you haven't played in a while, you over-exaggerate on every save, and you're going this, and you're diving. No, he was cool. Made some big stops at the same at big times of the game. The two goals that they did score on him were just, I mean, there's nothing you could do. The Parayko one where kind of this puck was right there. Guy had a bullet right to the top corner there. I think Jake's going to be fine, and if he's not, I think Chad Johnson's going to be fine until Jake's okay. I think we're in just a great spot, dude. I just do. Although we lost 4-0 the other day, there was, again, spurts of excellence on each line that I saw, and I'm like, okay, now I could see where that line's going to be. Now I could kind of see what that line can do just because of that one shift. That's what I expect out of them more consistently. I saw it from each line up and down the lineup, dude. I did. They just didn't score. Copley played a hell of a game the other day.
John, did you get to see the game?
He stepped out to pollute his lungs for about a minute.
Tell him to drink a Coke, too, will you? Oh, that's great. And have a shake.
Type 2, buddy. Type 2.
Exactly.
All right, Cam. Yo. So your prediction is 101 points, 102 points, did you tell me?
I think they're going to get 100 points, and it's going to be a battle in the Central Division. I think they're going to come up on top, and I think this team is going to be a playoff team because of their depth. This team is going to be a playoff team because of their depth. I think they're going to squeak, not necessarily squeak into the playoffs, but they're going to get their 100 points, and it's going to be a battle with Dallas. I think Minnesota's going to drop off. I think Nashville will drop off a little bit. I think everybody, all the top teams are going to drop off just a little bit. I think Colorado might stay the same because Nathan McKinnon had a hell of a year last year, maybe an outlier year. I think Zach Parise slowed down. I think Ryan Suter slowed down with Minnesota. The Blues are going to make up for those points and get 100, get in the playoffs, and they're going to do some damage in the playoffs because they're deep.
John? Are you back clapping?
You know what? Let me tell you something right now. I am so knee-deep into this 909 menu. I am picking out my next.
He's hungry.
I'm telling you. You guys are fortunate being out there all day. I look forward to my visit there. I wish America all the best. Go!
909 Public House.
Huh?
Go St. Louis, Los Angeles, Rammies, although the Vikings will win
tonight. Vikings, your Rammies, baby.
Vikings are going to win tonight, though. Without
you think so?
Without the corners,
you think so?
Without the corners, they have no chance.
John, how many points the Blues get this year?
Blues?
Go back to hockey after we talk football. That's unbelievable, yeah. T.J.
Buck 08.
Woo! Oh, wow. Snap, boy. Oh,
so are they
snap.
Winning the Central, then?
I don't speak rap.
Snap, boy. Crawford's hurt, too, by the way. Again, concussion.
Of course he is.
Dude.
He's having a rough go of things. I wonder how much longer his career is.
Dude.
Hey, 909 Public House, everybody. We're out here in Wentzville, Missouri. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening, as always. It's been the Hardline. John Hadley showed up.
Can't believe it.
He was here for, I don't know, in and out, I would say probably 70% of the show.
And children here.
Yeah, that was strange. And he had to step out to take care of the head lice, as we said. That's just the weirdest thing. How do you get head lice when you're bald? I don't get it. Anyway, thank you, David Solomon. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. The Cam Jams program is tomorrow, and we will
How dare you? Don't you stop what you say it right now.
And,
don't do that.
Also, special issue of the Hardline. So, 2-4 down. 2-4 down.
It's and, top shooters. Top shooters. Father White's going to be there. He just texted in. Father White, I'll see
Father
you tomorrow,
White.
Babe. Father White, yeah.
Father Black will be there, too. Everybody goes down to there. Cool. Thanks for hanging out. David Solomon, thank you for hanging out. And Frankie Penny, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Coming up next. Have a good night, everybody.